Welcome to a podcast presentation from Nurse Educator. I'm Dr. Richard Pullen, editorial board member of Journal. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Ms. Julianne Walsh, who is an assistant professor of nursing at Curry College School of Nursing in Milton, Massachusetts. Today's topic is switching strategies, using telehealth as an innovative virtual simulation teaching method. Welcome, Julianne.
Thank you, Dr. Pullen, for having me here today and discussing educational strategies in nursing by using telehealth as an innovative virtual simulation teaching method.
Absolutely, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Well, Julianne, can you explain how you switched your teaching strategy to move from your clinical environment to a virtual online environment by using telehealth as an innovative approach?
Yes, I can. Recently, nurse educators have been confronted with rethinking and restructuring the curriculum to enhance online learning. And because of this, virtual simulation-based education has become the most widely accepted approach to clinical practice. The current COVID-19 pandemic has prompted a paradigm shift where faculty must develop clinical learning activities in a limited amount of time to support the learner. So during this crisis, I was tasked with moving my clinical and simulation educational teaching format to a completely online learning environment. When my dean, Dr. Desiree Hensel, had asked how I was going to make that change, she asked, "What about telehealth?" So the idea for a virtual simulation telehealth experience to really replace that pre-existing lab approach was envisioned and achieved. This innovative strategy used to develop and implement the experience was the best available alternative to really meet student learning outcomes. Following a plan that incorporated both the NLN Advancing Care Excellence for Seniors Unfolding Case Studies and the National Council State Board of Nursing Clinical Judgment Assessment Model, each were utilized within the context of telehealth medicine as a framework for the patient-specific simulation-based experience. So I used the National League of Nurses Advancing Care Excellence Series for Vulnerable Populations Models. The population I chose centered on unfolding case studies for seniors. And the scenario that I had used was the Sherman-Yoder Red Yoder case study. This case study was created to evolve over time in a manner that is unpredictable to the learner and really combines the power of storytelling with the experiential nature of simulation scenarios. These case studies are intended to create a robust, meaningful experience for students, and really one that provides a simulated experience for the continuance of care and assists the learner to integrate essential knowledge domains and nursing actions into their practice. The telehealth simulation that I had designed was run, was run with three standardized patients. I had used Red Yoder as the patient, John Yoder, which was Red's son, and Judy Yoder, which was Red's daughter-in-law. I had modified the pre-existing home scenario that I had been using on campus to a telehealth format with the goal of including an interprofessional collaboration approach between learners. So to meet this goal, I had included current senior nursing students who had also needed clinical hours at the time, as John and Judy, and the participants for the scenario were current junior nursing students currently enrolled in the population health course that I teach. The simulation scenario lasted about 30 minutes, and the scenario included Red living in a rural environment. He had a diabetic foot ulcer and, you know, many psychosocial issues such as alcohol use and functional decline. Red's home environment mimicked a vulnerable setting, and we used Zoom, which was the remote conferencing service used for the telecommunicating. I used a guided reflective tool as a script during the pre-brief, the simulation, and the debrief with the seniors as an educational teaching strategy to enhance student metacognition. I use this guided reflective script as an embedded reflective teaching strategy, really to meet student learning outcomes and curriculum goals. I use this tool actually by text messaging via cell phones to prompt the SPs during the scenario. Since I needed to text the senior nursing students and to run the simulation behind the scenes, I had actually had made sure that my video was turned off during the scenario. The simulation debriefing session, which really included thought-provoking dialogue, and then the debriefing included, I tried to incorporate the six steps of the clinical judgment assessment model and followed by a facilitator-led guide of reflective journal and completion of an evaluation survey. And really, a plethora of concepts were discussed during the debriefing process, and I had received, you know, a key element to the success of the strategy was the amount of feedback that I had received from the journals, which really emphasized students' experience, highlighting the nature of the current pandemic.
Yeah, you know, storytelling and unfolding case studies are quite creative, but teaching strategies and what excellent ways for students to use higher order thinking. That is excellent. I commend you. And it sounds like your six-step debriefing model helps students to engage in critical, reflective thinking in a real deep learning. That's good stuff. Thank you, Julianne.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Julianne, were there any identified challenges from adopting this teaching practice?
Yes, absolutely. The technology. My main two objectives were first really to utilize real-time audio-video communication to connect the students virtually with their patient, and second, to really teach students how telehealth medicine supports an integrated systems approach to healthcare. You know, use of telehealth can really facilitate a higher level of quality care for patients, health promotion, wellness, and really disease prevention and management. And since this was the first time that I had run the simulation utilizing video conferencing, I was confronted with a couple of challenges. For example, running a scenario to manage this mode of care delivery for the first time. I had not done this. It was a new experience for all. And then additionally, two students had experienced low bandwidth while using the Zoom as a remote conferencing service. So even though, you know, telecommunication technology is helping to really transform higher education delivery, I suggest moving forward, if you were to use this telehealth system to run a sim, I would suggest including maybe advanced technology with high speed connections during the sim, which would really assist the nurse educator when adopting this teaching format. And really, in addition, I would also recommend making sure that you had a passcode, you know, to utilize while video conferencing.
Sure, absolutely. It sounds like things went well, but there were some inherent challenges. Yeah. And as we know, technology is just absolutely fabulous, but there are some challenges, as you mentioned. And I would imagine that you had strong IT support from your college.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yes,
thank you, Julianne.
You're welcome.
Julianne, sure. Why is it important for nurse educators to develop innovative virtual simulation teaching models?
So great question. So virtual simulation is really an essential educational tool to promote learner engagement. And developing activities or teaching models can really be a valuable addition to the learner and the evaluation process when linked appropriately to student learning outcomes. And to help bridge the gap between theory and practice, really rethinking how we teach by creating these innovative strategies is essential. Nursing faculty can use telehealth virtual simulations to develop, you know, clinical reasoning skills and really engage students in active and meaningful learning. In addition, there are many formative assessment feedback tools that nurse educators may find useful while using virtual teaching models that contribute to the improvement of student-centered learning outcomes. Nurse educators must base these decisions on achievable results in simulation practice. And, you know, really the literature supports that the utilization of innovative teaching modalities can really help facilitate learning by providing real life situations which are offered in the safe virtual learning environment. And as nurse educators, I believe it's really important that we develop new strategies to promote active learning to use when teaching virtual simulation, really to foster interprofessional collaboration and really help prepare the learner for practice. Using telehealth as a virtual simulation really allowed for active engagement of the learners. It encouraged them to think outside of the box by taking a more active role during that simulation as opposed to the passive role. To strengthen classroom pedagogy and increase the development of students' clinical reasoning skills, you know, using that telehealth as a method to teach the virtual simulation really helps to support Veteran Colleagues' 2010 call for a significant paradigm shift in higher education these days.
Sure, thank you. You emphasize the fact that virtual simulations can promote active engagement, clinical reasoning, and collaboration, which are three very important concepts for students to achieve learning outcomes. I really like that emphasis on active engagement.
And, very important these days.
Sure. You also focus on the importance of interprofessional collaboration. I see as a part of that communication in your learning experiences and all framed around Benner's theoretical framework. That's just fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Julianne, how can this new teaching strategy inform curriculum moving forward?
So, in an effort to provide an innovative model for curriculum delivery, I really believe that nurse educators must analyze their current teaching methods and learning outcomes to develop new teaching strategies. And, you know, lack of innovative teaching strategies in academia can really lead to challenges and ineffective program outcomes. As technology and distance learning continue to play, you know, a role in successfully delivering education, you know, us as faculty, nursing faculty, can really contribute to curriculum reform with newly developed evidence-based pedagogies that use teaching models to engage students. And an example would be telehealth simulation scenarios. Using telehealth and virtual simulation really provide an opportunity to improve clinical reasoning skills by integrating those technical skills into a virtual environment where the learners perceive the setting to be real. This interactive simulation really combined modern-day technology with an innovative concept that provided a more favorable outcome.
Telehealth has become an important way for patients and healthcare providers to connect. Julianne, I want to say thank you to you for spending time with listeners today, and also your recently published article on this topic.
Thank
you
so much
for
exciting.
Sharing.
You are welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations. Thanks again.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.